I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. One president already impeached, the current one facing a potential corruption trial before the country's Supreme Court, and a former president who wants to run again, now convicted of corruption and sentenced to years in jail. And we're talking about the country's three recent heads of state. Washington's going to have to work hard to catch up to the executive chaos in Brazil. Reporter Will Carlos is based in Rio de Janeiro and has been following the latest twists in this ongoing political drama. Will, the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff last year for financial mismanagement, that's old news. But let's talk about the other two, starting with former President Lula da Silva, Dilma's predecessor. What is Lula accused of?
So Lula's accused basically of receiving a bribe, essentially, in the form of an apartment that he had access to in the small seaside town of Guarujá, which is just outside São Paulo. Allegedly, he had access to that apartment. He got some work done, a kitchen remodeled, and some other sort of ancillary things. It's important to note that this is kind of the one that stuck. You know, he's accused of all sorts of different things. This is the one that prosecutors thought would be the easiest charge to bring against him. So this is what they pursued. And he was just found guilty and then sentenced to more than 9 years in prison.
It's all a bit weird for Lula because his reputation in Brazil is pretty shiny, isn't it?
It is. I mean, less and less shiny as we go along. But it's not so much that it's shiny. It's that he's sort of the boy that done good. You know, I mean, he came from nothing. He grew up very, very poor. His mother was illiterate and he kind of came out of nowhere and ended up running the country for two terms for 8 years. So, I mean, this is the big success story and ran the country when Brazil was doing very well, too. So his fall from grace is sort of very emblematic of Brazil's general fall from grace.
What is Lula's defense in this whole corruption scandal?
Bluster, basically, if I had to sum it up in one word. His defense is, I haven't done anything. These are trumped up charges. You know, and that resonates with a lot of Brazilians because it comes on the back of the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff, which we've talked a lot about on the show, you know, that a lot of people see as a politically motivated way of getting rid of somebody on the left wing because the right wing couldn't win elections. Well, Lula's saying that this is basically a judicial version of what happened to Dilma. He's saying they're just trying to get rid of me because I was going to run for re-election next year and everyone knows I would win and they want me out of the picture by putting me in jail.
Right. With other personalities, this would be a blow to their political careers. But as you say, Lula suggested he's going to run for president next year and it looks like he'll have support. Can he even run again?
So that is the real million-dollar question right now. As things stand right now, he can run. He can run for re-election. He can be elected president. And if he is elected president, then he has immunity for any crimes that he committed prior to his term. So theoretically, he could run for another two terms and he would have immunity, wouldn't go to jail throughout that whole time. This guy is over 70, so I mean, that would take him well into his later years. Now, that is because his case is still being appealed. If that appeal is heard between now and the election, and if he is indeed found guilty and sentenced, then he wouldn't be able to run. He would be barred for running for something like 18, 19 years, wouldn't be able to run for president, and obviously wouldn't win.
Quickly, what is the case against current president Michel Temer, and will he face trial?
As far as the second question, I don't know. Nobody really knows. He would have to be actually impeached as a sitting president. Two-thirds of the House would have to vote to impeach him. It's fairly unlikely, but I mean, the case against him seems to be getting stronger. He's also accused of receiving something like $150,000. Again, that's one of many accusations against him. That's the one that prosecutors have chosen to go with. But he has that presidential immunity right now that we talked about. So the way to get at him is to impeach him as they did Dilma Rousseff. If you'd asked me a few months ago whether that was going to happen, I would have told you no. It was very unlikely. People didn't have the stomach for it. I'm wavering now. I think there is a chance that he could be impeached before the elections next year. It's anyone's guess, really.
So Lula, Dilma, and now Temer, the third Brazilian leader who's been accused of corruption recently. What is morale like in Brazil these days?
Well, it depends. I mean, people hate politicians, but people have always hated politicians in Brazil for as long as I can remember. And I grew up as a kid here. You know, people have always kind of treated politicians with scorn. Morale is actually not that bad in some ways because people see this as the sort of the judiciary's moment. This is the time that the judiciary is kind of rode in on their white horse and is kind of cleaning up the corruption of Brazil. And the hope is that Brazil comes out of this, you know, a cleaner, less corrupt, better run place. The problem is that nobody can sort of point at any politicians that aren't corrupt and that are waiting in the wings to take over from all these people that are getting indicted and thrown in jail. So that's the tricky bit. It is messy and it is, you know, unfortunate for the people that were in power. But what's clearly emerged over the last few years of these prosecutions is that, you know, Brazil was being run by a cabal of deeply corrupt people. So exposing that, getting that out in the open can only be good for the future of the country.
Reporter Will Carlos in Rio. Thanks as always.
Thank you.